When John the Baptizer consented to baptize Jesus, our Lord began his task of redeeming the world from sin and death. The promise made to Adam, the curse given to the serpent on the day that Adam sinned, is fulfilled in Jesus. God told the serpent, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." From this first promise of a Savior, we know that he will overcome Satan and restore all of creation. This salvation will come at a great cost, not only on Good Friday, but for Jesus' entire life. From the time of his birth, the devil and the sinful world sought to put him to death, to thwart him in his task of fulfilling God's law perfectly on our behalf. Isaiah wrote, "He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth and the coastlands wait for his law." Though hungry, homeless, and betrayed by his friends and disciples, Jesus nonetheless held firm in his resolve to do his Father's will. Where others would give up, Jesus alone took on sin, death, and the power of the devil. When Jesus said from the cross, "It is finished," he had defeated those who would take us away from God's love. We praise and thank God through Jesus Christ that he did not get discouraged, but that he died and rose again for all people. May you find strength and comfort in Christ Jesus, who bore all things patiently for your salvation. Amen.